your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Nika Howard.
The hardest thing about going second, especially if it's after Tim, is that he gives you nothing to work with. So you're just coming up with something on your own, or you ramble.
Just say hi! Just say hello and move on!
Mike Bachman's here.
Hey, did you guys hear the one about the truck driver in the snowstorm? Me neither.
Okay, Jennifer Cheek is here.
Hey, everyone.
And Eric, we have a special guest this week. It's Pat Edwards.
Yay!
Hi, all my buddies.
Yay!
Welcome, Pat.
Pat's here.
Hey, Pat. Hey, I saw you just earlier today when I was trying to kill your character.
I knew it. Yeah, I knew it. You admitted it.
Where did you guys see each other?
Happy Hell Hour. Oh. Every Tuesday at 2 p.m. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Get a bucket. Download Game Crimes and listen to Happy Hell Hour at the same time. Every episode of Hell Hour matches with Game Crimes.
I figured it out.
Pat's a long time
friend of the show.
Super good community member and generally awesome dude. Who is also an author. Want to tell us a little bit about your prolific work, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Maybe you've heard of Hamlet?
That bastard Bill stole it. I'm sorry. I don't want to take up time from your show to talk about that, because that's just too much of an open wound. I write a couple of different things. I have a novel series called Space Tripping. There's one novel out. The second one is coming around the holidays, end of 2020. Maybe we'll push it, because I don't know if I want anything associated with this hell year. But I mean, it's a little too late, because I have another big project that is currently I co-wrote a fifth edition campaign book called The Red Opera, which is, as of us recording this on September 1st, is now live through the month of September, the Kickstarter.
Ooh.
It is an epic metal 5th edition saga featuring a warlock-run city, and there's custom music that serves as a backing track to it via QR code on every page. We have insane reward tiers. We have an official sponsorship from the Heavy Metal Hall of Fame. And that music I just referenced was scored by the Budapest Symphonic Scoring Orchestra. So if you go to the Red Opera.
This is extremely legit. All around.
That sounds sick, dude.
It's been surreal, honestly, to see.
What's the campaign like? Give us just a little
flavor.
Sure. So it's about 99% all original content. We created a kind of a new region called the Shadelands. It's kind of a northern, chilly, cold tundra area where everything's really creepy and eerie. And there's a city called Yon-Kath, which is run essentially by warlocks. We had this idea, my writing partner Rick and I, of creating campaigns where you pick a class and kind of heavily feature that class and really dive in on the nuances of that class, what makes it tick. Really give them, especially ones that we feel like are underutilized or overlooked a lot. So we started with warlocks because it seemed to fit the kind of gothic metal theme of the source material. And then there's kind of a conflict brewing because the city's ruled over by this king figure who has too many packs with too many patrons, and it's starting to drive him a little crazy, and the city's starting to kind of fall apart, and factions are at war, and you're going to try and hold it all together. You're going to be Spider-Man, you know, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man trying to hold the train from going off the tracks. spoiler, you're not going to.
It feels like a setting that would be extremely fun to play around in and get rowdy in.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun playing around in that city and the setting and writing potential side quests. And really, the whole campaign takes place within pretty small space in this main city for the most part. It's the main campaign is 85,000 words.
That's too many words.
Or like Tom Holland holding the fairy together.
Yes.
Yeah.
It took me that long to remember his name. There's a lot of fumes in this room.
That was 4 minutes ago, right?
Okay, it's funny you say that. That was the first image I had in my mind. And I was like, wait, what was it he was holding together? Fuck. Pivot to the Tobey Maguire.
I was going to say that, Michael. And by the time I got a chance, I was like, you know, it's been too long.
You know what?
And then, like, literally, like, a minute and a half later.
If people want to check out some of what this setting is like, you can go to youtube.com/geeklyinc and look up Happy Hell Hour side quest special or something like that. Or you can go to Random Encounters, Geekly Inc. Random Encounters, and there will be, maybe when you're hearing this too, episodes where Jennifer, Pat, our friend Jane, did like a one shot in it. That turned into a two shot because we had too much fun.
It was, we got too rowdy.
Yeah. So that's on Kickstarter, right, Pat? So is it, you just freaking Google it?
If you're listening to this, you're a fan of Geekly, you want to support the Geekly community, there is a special link through Geekly channels that will get contributions back to Geekly, because I want to say thank you, because I love and adore this community.
Okay, just real fast for everyone. If you go to the Instagram, Greetings Adventures, the link in the bio is the Kickstarter link to the Red Opera.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Dice giveaway.
We do have official dice, which are diehard dice. Should we give away some right now?
Yeah, let's freaking do it.
You want to do that?
Toehammer, congratulations to Toehammer.
All right, well, I guess it's time to roll a d20.
Yeah.
Unless there's any other business that we need to discuss.
It's been so long since we've recorded. There might be.
I haven't recorded in like over 2 weeks. Okay.
Wait, what'd you get?
I got a 17 and I wasn't on last time.
Damn it. I got a 19, so saved.
I got an 8.
Pat.
14.
Oh, shit. Tim, what'd you get?
12.
We did a thing when you weren't here, Jennifer. I'm not going to tell you what it was.
Was it cool?
It was nothing. We did nothing because you were not here.
No, there was a... We threw the whole dice thing into the dice grinder. And
what
came out was... I'm just going to tell you right now. I'll give you a hint. We didn't roll d20s. It was crazy.
Wow.
Is that when we rolled
d12s? Oh, yeah. I remember now. It was... I'm not going to tell her. I'm not gonna get rid of this.
I'm gonna wait till Tim's half asleep and then I'm gonna ask him. Whisper in his ear.
You just said it. It's over.
God damn it.
Was that my idea? Because that sounds like a Tim classic.
I think Bachman picked one up and tried to roll it instead of a d20.
That's a Bachman classic, Tim!
You know it. You love it. It's a Bakken, baby.
It's a Bakken, actually baby. Always rolls a D12. That's like,
this is like the worst episode of Antiques Roadshow. Just got a little jeweler's loop investigating the joke.
Nika Howard, what happened
okay.
2 weeks ago on the Drunks and Dragons podcast? Not the fun episode we posted last
Greetings,
week.
Adventurers.
Drunks and Dragons!
I am, like I said, there's a lot of fumes in this room right now.
And Michael's actively dying right
now. I love fuming, Michael.
From sound baffling fumes.
Last time, the notes that I have are highlighted as such.
What a fucking asterisk.
We got out of the bone cards and the Marinette takes us to DQ. Lonnie got a baseball cap filled with mayonnaise.
Packets of mayonnaise.
We traveled to the earth plane through drill cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We headed to Yurldon, the main city, for Earth Stomp 42 Challenge in the Earth Kingdom. We're looking for the sorrowful man who wears a wooden mask that looks sad.
Mm-hmm. See, we're funny.
It's a hyper-realistic mask that makes it look like he could be crying, human, elf, something, but has a fur collar on his neck. Skeletons behind him that are four-legged large animals, warthogs, alligators, comma. We head to the White Flounder Inn to stay. And then I have this. Help me decipher it. Dipper is a Galeb Durr.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a Galeb Durr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like a Galeb Durr.
I thought someone was throwing a slur.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds like you keep trying to say something offensive.
No!
Yeah, I thought it sounded like a person with the eagle avatar on Twitter.
Nika lives in Missouri. So she just has a few opinions.
I'm sorry, wait, what was y'all?
She's traditionalist.
So just to clarify real quick, you guys are going... We were going to something called Earth Stomp.
Earth Stomp 42.
Yeah.
Jennifer, here's what happened. Bachman decided he wanted to fuck with me and just immediately ran to the next plane without talking to his mother, who knew everything about the other planes and was like just waiting to do an info dump.
Michael, this is why I tell you, don't do story content for anyone besides my characters. They don't respect you the way I do.
You always complain about how long it takes us to do anything and about how we don't get through the content fast enough. So I go out of my way to go faster. And wow. This is the thanks I get.
Wow. He simply wants to go fast. Wow. And you do this.
All these fucking messages.
Oh my god, Bachman, are you stealing something of mine now? You're trying to go fast. Are you going to eat ass next? What are you doing here?
Do you think you were the first one to go fast? You were the first one to eat ass, but you were not.
Nika, this boy has fan art of his character being impregnated by Sonic.
That's true.
That is another Bachman original.
Thank you.
Bachman invented impreg between two cartoon characters.
That was yes. Me.
That was him.
He's responsible for a huge swath of deviant art.
Oh my god.
That was him.
So your guide Dipper.
The skipper of the Earth plane.
Wait, is there another? So this is a different
yes.
one.
This is different. Dipper. This is a little rock man. And yes, I have been watching Gravity Falls.
Oh, is he like a geodude?
So Dipper, he takes you to the White Flounder.
Wait, real quick question.
It's also White Flounder.
What did Rowan do last episode?
You were pooping.
Oh, no, you were healing.
You were really hurt, so they left you in the bone card.
I was sweeping.
So you were just in the bone card the whole time.
Unfortunately, you still are.
You are still in the bone
card.
I'm
sweeping.
Okay. Glad you could be here, but...
I love it. In the card.
So you are brought into the White Flounder by... A Dipper, he's like, right this way, and he brings you in. It's just as shitty as the one in the elemental plane of air. Instead of moldy, it's just very dusty, although there's some moss in places.
There's moss?
It's a little mossy, yeah.
I touch it. Is the moss wet? What kind of moss is it, Michael? Will you walk me through this moss, please?
Is it Spanish moss?
This
I'm from
is
Florida.
Not what I was expecting.
I was going to ask if there are moths places, because I feel like they're dusty also.
You touch it, and it actually is not moss. It is just a bunch of really small greenish moths that fly all over the place when you
God
try to touch
it.
It.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't touch
Next
that.
Game, I want moss, Michael. More moss. I want to run my little moss. Thingies through moss.
The moths are flavor blasted with Cheerio dust.
I eat a moth.
Rowan starts rattling in the bone card in what I assume is Bachman's pocket.
Bachman gets like moved to the left and the right as though Ace Ventura when he falls into the shark tank. Remember I'm that like, scene we all know and love? Movie, very transphobic.
Rowan rattles more powerfully in the card. Wow.
Wait, I didn't realize that we'd started talking about things that are actually happening in the game. There's so much going on right now, and I'm having trouble keeping up. So tell me again what happened.
You're being brought into the White Flounder by Dipper, your rock guide, and your pants start rattling because your bone card with
I'm vibrating you.
With Rowan in it is all shaken because apparently she wants out.
I ignore it.
Okay. So Dipper goes, Here you are. Talk to the person at the desk for a room.
All right.
Okay, I go up to the person at the desk.
Yes?
Hi, do you have any rooms available for me and my compatriots?
Yes?
We would like one of your not finest rooms, but not like... Actually, do you have something that's unique?
Oh, God.
No. We don't have anything unique.
Okay.
Lonnie, say you're AAA. They don't check and you get a discount.
Okay, we are AAA.
What is AAA?
Well, you tell me. I know, but me. I need to know
look
that
at,
you know.
Look in your books. You should have a rate for it.
I don't know what it is.
Scott, I'm sorry. Do you want to take over?
No, it's okay.
Okay. I would like your most two goldest room, please.
Two and do you have gold? We don't have any gold rooms.
Oh my god. No, I would like to pay two gold.
I want a good room. Our last room was bad.
Two gold for rooms.
What? No!
You can't buy the room. You can only rent the room.
Unless one of you has a secret mother here, I think we should try to get a good room. Sir, hello.
One with the AAA rate.
Okay, yeah, we want your best room for the most, for all of us people who don't eat sand. I'm kidding. Scott, Rowan's done. Get her out of your microwave.
Oh, shit. Oh. I throw the card on the floor.
Do you have a room that has a toilet inside the room?
We have rooms with buckets.
We would like one of those rooms, but maybe one that has a fancy bucket.
Give us your best room. Please.
We can't give you rooms. We can only rent you rooms.
Rent us your best room.
You don't want his standards for what the best room is.
Okay, please rent us our best room.
I really think we should go room to room and have him show us each one.
No, we have to go to find the sorrowful man.
Because Michael doesn't like it when we go fast.
He told us we have to go fast to get to our guest.
It is true that... Best is very subjective,
yeah.
So I cannot tell you which one you will think is the best.
Rowan finally pops out of the card and he's like, looks around. What the fuck happened?
I hope you packed your lotion. We're in Sandtown, baby.
I mean, did we won though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can we get a room, please?
I can only rent you a room.
We would like to rent your... Oh, God. We would like to rent your most well-reviewed room by the people of the Earth Kingdom.
Do you guys have Yelp?
Well, no.
I want
the
best
room
with the biggest bed.
Earth Plane. I'm sorry. Why do I keep saying Earth
no,
Kingdom?
No, no. The best room as reviewed by non-Earth Kingdom... Nice thinking. Citizens. Outsiders, if you will.
This is too hard. I cannot...
Well, yeah. We don't want to get, like, a room full of spikes and something. I don't know.
We don't have reviews of individual rooms.
Give us your biggest room.
How many rooms do you have available for rent?
One.
We will take it. Thank you.
We'll take it. Okay.
Wait a minute, though. If there's only one room, no matter what your standards are, it's both the best and the worst.
That's just logic.
So you, sir, were being intentionally obtuse.
You did not say... The best available room. You just said the best room.
Oh my god.
Can I roll an arcana check to see what this like deal is? I'm feeling they're quite like lawful, neutral.
Like they're very like, are they like Vulcans where they just say exactly what they mean?
Yeah.
How many rooms do you have?
17 is what I rolled for arcana, not rooms.
17 rooms.
We have 17 rooms.
Fuck. Yeah, you got me there.
Dao are very literal. Very, very literal.
Well, we know
Do
it.
We know that? No.
Yes, I just said
Toby,
it.
Okay. Toby knows now.
Guys, they're very literal. Please focus.
Oh, can I do an insight? Is there something? Because I feel like...
No, I rolled arcana and I told you.
Oh, you are telling us. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to not know.
I need to know.
I roll to see if I hear him. I do.
No!
I don't.
It's like Pat's going to finally at the end of the episode be like, hello?
Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Yes, we would like to know, where is the sorrowful man, please? We are looking for that wooden mask. Do you have a concierge that might be able to direct us in the proper direction?
No.
Oh, God damn it. Dipper, we need to go to Bone Splash or whatever it's called.
Earth Stomp 42.
Earth Stomp. We need to go to Earth Stomp 42.
Oh, we're going to Earth Stomp 42?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Can we even get tickets?
Yeah, they like sold out.
I'm sure you're going to have to do something zany to get in.
It's in 2 days and it's sold out.
Fuck. We got to find some people that are hawking tickets.
Yeah, got to find some hawkers.
We got to go walk around outside the stadium.
The previous plane held Falconers. Hopefully this plane has hawkers.
When we find a hawker, ask if they have a triple A price.
They won't.
Turn to the person who is clearing their throat. Good sir, you sound as though you have a frog in your throat. Might I be able to put this worm on your tongue to fish it out?
No thanks, I don't have a frog in my throat. I was eavesdropping on news.
Very truthful, I appreciate that actually. Hey, take a gold coin.
Not enough people eavesdrop these days.
Hey, by the way, I was eavesdropping.
Thank you, tiny squishy man. I was eavesdropping on you, and you said you were looking for the sorrowful man.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. We are looking for the sorrowful man. He wears a wooden mask. Sir, do you wear a wooden mask? Are you wearing a wooden mask?
What does the sir look like?
No, he's a Dao.
Okay.
No, but...
Yes, and.
I know the people that could get you in... contact with him. I am very connected in the underground.
Okay, do you mean that in the sense that our hotel front desk man meant that, like, are they literally connected to your back, like that we might be able to speak to them now, or are they connected to you through a relationship?
Do you know a lot about the underground, like dirt and worms and stuff?
Yeah, that, yes, the underground, as in we are underground at all times in...
Oh,
the earth.
Yeah,
plane.
I kind of assumed the etymology would be a little different. Maybe you guys have a different word. I don't know, like maybe above sky people, dirt pocket, underground kind of seems to be normal. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something. I don't know.
I do not understand.
You see, we say underground because we are under sky. So what would you say?
So you said you could help us find this guy. I just woke up. I was stuck in a bone car for a long time. You don't know what that means.
Yeah.
It's all right.
We're going to freaking win. So if you bet on bone cards, bet on this old sweet piece of brother ass. I'm unsure if we're still brothers or not.
I thought you were my dad.
I might be his dad.
He's my nephew.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh, well, you look like a whole person, not just a piece of ass.
Oh, the literal thing. All right, guys, we gotta be careful. We gotta say everything we mean. Let's split! Whoop!
No!
Well, stomp my butt. Okay, well, take us there, friend. What's your name?
My name is Doug Rubble.
Doug Rubble. That's a good name.
I like the idea that because they take everything literally, we start saying all our weird kinks, like, as interjections. Be like, well, step on my balls and spit in my mouth.
Well, am I all right?
Oh, my God.
I don't have to tell me twice.
I can be of assistance to use. However, I would require some form of compensation in the form of a favor.
Oh, gladly. Anything you want.
No.
Oh, well, in that case.
My skin's so dry, I'm losing my mind.
There is one thing that I know. Well, I do not actually know a lot, but I know if you give a favor, you should ask for a favor, not an open-ended favor, because they could ask you to do something like wrangle your sister, and you might not want to wrangle your sister.
So true.
Okay, yeah, what do you want?
Oh, that is a big question.
What does he want in return for this favor?
What favor do you want in return for leading us to this orphan?
Okay, much smaller question. Much easier to answer.
I like, he's like a computer processor. He's like, narrowing it down. Okay. This
he's at a restaurant. Like, what can I get you? Oh my god.
Are yous familiar with the entities known as Mind Flayers?
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Great. So you is aware that they are controlled by what is known as an Elder Brain.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, they're fucking gross and cool.
I am looking for assistance in procuring some of the brine liquid that the Elder Brains reside within.
Why?
I use it to make drugs.
Okay.
I do think that only in good conscience could we help you with this if we knew what type of drugs you were making.
And
so if you
good.
Are willing to share, we yeah. are willing to help.
Yeah. Are they cool ones they, that help yeah. college students study good,
well, I like
or do
it.
They ruin communities?
Did we just find out that like the liquid the brain floats in is just Sudafed?
It's weed juice. Yes,
it's just like it's just water. The oil from a vape. It's bomb water.
You're not a bad guy, are you, Doug?
If you would like to taste test said drugs, once they are manufactured, we can discuss it.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Have you not even manufactured these drugs yet? You don't even know what type of drug you're bringing into the market?
Oh, in the past, yes. I'm saying this particular batch.
Oh, okay. Mm.
All right.
Okay, well, let's do it. This sounds really fun.
I love to... Yeah, our new best friend, this drug dealer.
We're
making friends with Walter White from Breaking Bad.
We hate Dipper. Love Doug. I've always wanted to go up against an Elder Brain or whatever they're called again. They seem alien, and I like that.
And you only need the juice, right? So, like, if we destroyed the brain, it's cool.
I cannot speak for the temperature of the room where the Elder Brain is residing.
Bro.
All right, I walked into that one.
Yes to the first port. We just need to brine the liquid that they reside within.
Hey, you have no idea how fucking happy you made me this time. I was like, oh, she said cool.
Dinner!
He's like, I rhymed an entire episode. You have to pick up on the cool thing. Okay, let's go now. Let's put our shit down. I'm going to click the wrong long rest button.
She's like, I need my spells.
And I suggest you all do the same. I love that this is happening. Mind Flayers are probably my favorite enemy.
Mind Flayers are, yeah, they're good. They're scary.
Scary. Elder Brains or whatever they're called again. Very gross. And Baldur's Gate 3 on maybe an early access soon. That's right. We're not sponsored by it. But hey, what if?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What does Doug look like?
Oh, yeah, great question.
He looks like a Dao.
He looks like a dirt genie.
Let's say he looks like me, but as a Dao.
Okay.
He's sort of rocky.
What color is your tracksuit?
Oh, God. Is Dirt Genie a vacuum brand? Because it should be.
Yeah, I think they're like rocky and whatnot. And if they choose to, they can zip around and turn their legs into a little tornado.
Like a dust cloud? Oh, they look cool. I like it.
Wait, you can turn your legs into little tornadoes. Whenever you do that, does it make you go faster? Have you found a way to propel yourself faster?
Oh man.
I can go fast. I can go through walls as long as they are made of rock.
Wait.
Which so I am.
Okay, so I have to find out how to become made of rock and then I can go through rock. Right now I can only go through walls or doors that are up to 12 inches or maybe a little less. I don't know that I have actually met the maximum of what I can go through. I am pushing the limits every day.
It is always good to push yourself to new limits and excel beyond what you thought was previously capable.
Thank you. That is what I was thinking as well. And it is nice to hear the encouragement. Now, if you do have any ways of going faster or going through more things, please let me know because I am ever vigilant and I will kill for the information.
Okay. I will let you know if I come across a soul that needs killing to procure this information.
Pat, I just want to tell you this as a friend. I think it's only fair that as a guest, out of respect, I tell you that I am listening to everything you say, looking for anything that could be misconstrued literally. So
promise us the world, yeah. Pat.
Nika almost caught me with the, are they connected literally? And I was like, shit, I gotta be a little more careful.
I guess you guys took a long rest, right? That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll say you rested on the way.
I have a script that constantly clicks the long rest button every few seconds.
Just in case.
Okay. Well, why don't you all, maybe you guys can spend the night at the White Flounder.
Yeah, let's kick back. We're all in one room?
Yes, in our one room.
And there was only one bed for the four of us. And Doug.
It's a drunk gross queen or king, though, so it's fine.
Oh, it's real big, yeah.
It's nothing but the room.
Yeah.
Doug can just earth glide into the floor, the rock, and become one with the floor and just sit there.
I hate to say it, but I'm pretty sure that this place is going to have slabs for beds.
Sweet.
Oh.
It's okay.
We're going to wake up on slabs.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Lonnie has definitely slept on a dirt bed before. Let's be honest. She lived on a dirt bed.
I have dirt in my underpants.
Historically, waking up on slabs has never gone well for us. So,
wait, Michael. Oh my God. Will you say the thing the next morning?
The next morning, you wake up on slabs. And you don't remember anything that's happened up until now.
And there's something inserted behind my ear.
Oh no. Is that real?
Technically, none of the four characters here woke up on slabs.
That's true.
Bro,
listen.
It means nothing to us.
It means nothing.
We're the new class. Yeah. Big picture is the new class.
Don't let anybody realize that, because that's when people stop watching.
Oh, no.
I'm discreet.
It's good.
So Doug leads you to maybe a stable of 40-foot long worms that you can ride down into the
hell
dirt.
Hell yeah!
What the shit?
They have little saddles?
Mm-hmm.
Is it gonna hurt? Is it gonna hurt if we sit on it and then they go under the ground? How does this work?
Oh yeah.
Just don't think about it too much.
I'm gonna.
What if
there's like a cool pod that we get under, or there's like a slit in a worm slit?
Yeah, there's like a gooey worm slit.
We get inside the.
No, there's definitely this place. Has
I
want to
get in the worm slit.
Yeah, I don't
no,
want to go.
No, we
there.
Have to go in the worm slit.
No.
Fun fact: it was difficult to procure these worms because the first time I ordered them, I got 40 worms that were a foot long each.
What did you do with the 40 worms?
I ate them.
Damn.
That's a goddamn meal. All right, well, let's go, baby. I'll get Toby climbs inside the worm slit.
Nope.
They are very low carb. Doug is keto.
So again, you are in this underground kingdom, right? With like everything is made of stone, obviously. You got your stalactites. You got your stalagmites. You've got sideways stalag things.
Stalag maybes.
Yep.
Wait, there's a restaurant in the cave called Stalag Bites.
Stalag Bites, yep.
There's probably also a restaurant called Hard Rock.
Ah! Oh, no.
Steak and Shale.
That one was less good.
It wasn't horrible.
It wasn't terrible. It's just that Hard Rock was so good.
And so you start delving down into the earth, and you eventually hit some other, maybe a bigger worm made this hole, and you all are slithering through.
Damn,
it.
Damn, he couldn't get this worm? Huh.
Is this like Dune Land?
Are we in Dune Land?
We discussed that last episode where we
I was in a card.
I was in a card.
Where we said there were both Dune worms and the ones from
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. And I think there was even a third worm.
Was it a Tremors?
Oh, Tremors. It was a Tremors.
I don't remember this at all.
Can I? Lonnie would like to ride the Beetlejuice worm.
Okay.
Because Nico would like to ride the Beetlejuice worm.
Stone Cold Creamery.
God damn it. I was going to make that joke, but I thought it would be too late. What about a Hardee's?
Ah, that's
good. All right.
Well, no, that was not.
Carl's Jr. Oh.
Fuck. Quartz Jr. No, sorry.
So yeah, so you're going deeper and deeper.
Yeah, I love it.
You hit some areas where there's sort of glowing moss and such.
More moss? Jeez, you can't drop
it. I know, moss. Can't. And you touch them and it is moss.
God damn it! Again.
Is there no moss here, Michael?
No.
It's only moths!
It's only moths.
I mean, I love moths, but it's no moss.
This is where Doug would know it is the entrance, the beginning of the Mind Flayer's territory.
This is the beginning of the Mind Flayer's territory.
Thanks, Doug.
Now, is there anything that we should be aware of with these Mind Flayers? Do they have bright lights? If I look at them, will I go blind?
They flay your mind.
They flay my mind. They flare my mind, or they flay my mind?
They flay your mind.
Flay my mind.
What does that mean?
They fillet my mind.
Well, they can put bugs in you and then take you over. They can fucking eat you, and then you turn into one. So just be careful. Don't get bit.
Do we have a vial for the juice? For the brain juice?
Oh, of course.
They can can eat your brain. They can crack your skull open and eat your brain. And that kills you.
Just slurp it up.
That is what I was referring to. What the voice in the sky said.
Any of us could do that.
Scud, in an attempt to catch him in a logic area, he's like, it says in my dictionary, flay means peel the skin off of. The brain doesn't have skin. What are you talking about?
They flay the skin off your head and then crack inside your skull and
he's
then eat your mind.
Yeah, just don't get bit by them. They got tentacles and they're like an octopus, so they'll fucking bite you and they might put a bug in your brain. Don't do that.
So I'm just going to stay far back.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing right here.
Yeah, when we get back to the area, I could probably whip up something to drink. Maybe, and we'll drink it and maybe it'll kill any bugs in it, like little leech bugs.
What if we put cotton in our ears? Then they couldn't get in our ears.
That's true.
Yeah, we have to wear a mat. We need to wear the gimp suits.
Yeah, everyone put
Lonnie's still wearing the gimp suit.
Yeah, Lonnie's not taking it off.
Oh my god. Going from underwater to the driest place on the planet, this must be like...
It's gross.
She's a little must
feet.
Have you seen the decaying Raphael from the Ninja Turtles bodysuit?
It's horrifying.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. I don't think I've seen that. It's really bad. It's funny.
No.
Well, now you can add worm goo to the outfit.
Yay!
Is the worm goo moisturizing?
Yeah, is it like snail mucin?
Yeah,
it's good for
good for leather.
Yeah, that is really good. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, Rowan is like slapping on worm goo all on her body, just slathering it.
Doesn't smell good though.
I call it stone cold instead of cold stone.
Stone cold Steve Austin Creamery. He'll mix the ice cream for you.
Hey, listen, I don't know what he says.
But he just shotguns a beer and spits it in your face instead of giving you ice cream.
Yeah. I was like, he probably just says something vaguely homophobic and toxic masculinity, but we're not about that here.
Hey, how are you proceeding? Are you going to stroll in? Or
what's the general intent? Is it just like a little tunnel?
I have dark vision.
What's it look like?
So it is essentially a series of tunnels with this glowing moss, and but like you can't see super far. So
we just know that it's somewhere back in there. Toby, can you like feel it?
Can you like feel where the brain is with your magic brain?
What the fuck? What do you mean?
I mean, can you sense where it is?
You think it's just because, like, two smart dudes in the same area?
Yeah. I just assumed you were telepathically communicating.
Yeah, we usually are making some witty observation that gets us banned off Twitter.
Yeah,
something.
Your brains are like, your head just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Your brain's so enormous.
I look like MODOK. No?
This is Mercy here. Is that?
Mercy.
Are you sure? You sure you can't do that? Because that seems like something you'd be able to do.
Okay. Toby puts his hand on the wall, and I'm going to roll a d20. Michael, I guess I'll add my proficiency knowledge bonus. So an 11 I'll add to it, I guess.
Okay.
That's a 25. Like, guys, this isn't going to work. And I put my hand against the wall.
Just one thing I got to call out real quick. I am aware of the location of any invisible creature within 30 feet of me. Just putting it out there. In case there are any brains around here that are invisible.
We're standing in the brain goo like, God damn it.
Nothing happens and you're not aware of any invisible creatures.
Percy, you fucking dick.
Wait, why is Percy a dick?
Doug is very confused by that phrase. He's looking Percy up and down.
Michael, thank you for that. That was a gift. DM tip, make your NPCs always wrong and idiots. Let's just go. It's probably sloping down or something. I don't know.
All right. We gotta start somewhere, so.
We got a Scud, you can't see in the dark, right?
I don't think so.
All right, get in the middle, buddy.
Chill.
I do have dark vision.
Yeah, I think we all probably have dark vision, except for Scud.
Scud's just tripping on shit. Where are we going?
What's happening?
I'm like, Scud, can you see? Is there
no?
Yes, there's nothing to see. Like, no, it's actually pretty rad. It's pretty cool here.
But there's a glowing moss.
There's glowing moss. It's dim. It's just not.
Got it. Okay.
He just can't see as clearly as we can.
That is no issue. That is sicko.
I think we should keep Scud in the middle of us and like herd him along.
He's a soft, nuggety center.
Yeah.
Scud, you're my treasure, and I think you're important.
You want me to get in a card, don't you?
No, you're fine. We actually, well, you probably should get in a card so you can feel it, but later.
That's for later.
That's for later times.
That's when we take the drugs.
That's for brine times. All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
Roll perception for me, everybody.
I was gonna say, like, I know dungeoneering is not a thing in this thing, but we're in a dungeon.
Michael, do I have disadvantage?
No.
I'm not gonna roll. I'm bad at perception.
How does tracking work? Because I have a thing, is like, while tracking other creatures, you also learn their exact number, their sizes, and how long ago they passed through the area.
Right, so if you wanted to like look at the moss to see if it's been disturbed.
Yeah, can I do a little bit, do a little sniff on the
overly,
wall?
It looks like an overly gaudy robe walked by here.
Yeah, roll survival.
Have I ever fucking rolled that before?
I got a 20 perception.
I got a 24 perception, I just want to say.
That's great.
What?
How you really?
I need to.
Really hoping the one person who can't see in the dark gets the best perception roll.
I got a 20 on survival.
You smell it.
Okay. So you know that there are definitely bipedal creatures regularly walking through here. You're pretty sure they're mind flayers. And there are four sets of very fresh tracks leading down the tunnel.
So, okay, actually, I should probably be quiet now because
we have been screaming.
Were definitely some mind flayers here recently because I can sense them with my ranger senses. I like did a little, you know, a little sniff, a little feel the wants, and yeah, I think we should go this way.
Yeah, I can see them. They're right over there.
Oh wait, I'm sorry, Rowan. Did you say you found some moss?
I'm sorry. I did mean moths. I felt the moths.
Okay. I'm sorry. They
flap
I'm sorry.
Away. Blah, 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 blah.
Son of a batch. Yeah. Damn it.
I like the idea. I know we're having fun, but I love the idea. You know, my brain is just really powerful. I'm really just stuck with stuff right now. I think it's because Pat's on and he's like has a Kickstarter called the Red.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the Red Dawn.
Wow.
That's not it.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, Red Dead for Red October. For sure.
I love the idea of Scud. You know, he can't see, but he hears water dripping. He's like, hey. I'm 99% water.
That brain juice is just like what I'm made out of, bro.
Scud does hear some people. He hears some definitely squid-like noises up ahead.
Guys, I think we're about to have a good dinner. There is a whole bunch of squid up ahead.
Scud, what's this voice?
This is how I've always talked. I'm sorry you haven't been listening to me. Have I been here so long and you still do not know me?
I'm sorry. That was very rude of me. Okay, so if they're near, if they're near, we should try to get the drop on them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We
need to snatch one. Right?
I think we should fight them, not fall on top of them.
I was just gonna say, if you have a good way to get a strap to the ceiling, I think that this plan might be real great, Toby. But if we cannot get the drop on
you,
you're
doing it too.
You are obviously the smart one of the group.
Thank you. I'm glad that someone realizes it.
She eats
bit.
Mayonnaise.
I'm smart too.
Could I theoretically Michael Earth glide into the ceiling but leave my arms hanging down and hold someone and like slide through but with my arms out of the ceiling?
Oh my god.
Hold someone. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, if you did that, could you hold Lonnie's hands and she could run around in a circle so fast that she could basically, they could helicopter blade anyone who came down next to them and just cut them in twain? Michael, please let this happen.
Simply let Nika cut someone.
Yes, and Michael.
Why would Mark Twain have anything to do with this?
Who's Mark Twain?
I'm just trying to understand here.
Trying to fit in with the local culture.
You can do a kick to a head, I guess, or something. I don't think you'll be sharp.
Okay. What if I I'm going to file down my toenails so that they
the
are extremely sharp. We've never said it. Lonnie does not cut her toenails.
That's so true. We need to keep one of them alive, gang. And I look at Rowan. One of them alive.
Okay, fine.
So you're sneaking in and or floating through the ceiling?
Yeah, I think so.
Toby will stay back. He'll have Hobie on top of Rowan.
Yeah.
So that he can see what's up. And yeah.
Lonnie will be invisible.
Yeah, I think Rowan is doing her special ranger sneaking.
So what is special ranger sneaking?
I'm trying to find it in my...
That's why I laughed, because sometimes you're going to say shit. I'm going to do super wizard gliding.
No, I definitely have a thing, though. I have a thing.
We should have a t-shirt called for Jennifer Cheek, I have a thing. That's your new catchphrase.
I have so many things,
In
though.
Your defense, I have no idea how to play your character, and you have so many pages you have to look at. It's very confusing.
Well, what I was thinking of was my ability called Vanish, which allows me to use the hide action as a bonus action on my turn, which is not really quite what we're looking for, but I also can't be tracked by non-magical means unless you choose to leave a trail. And is that relevant?
No.
Oh.
You also have high dex and a high...
I do, yes. Actually, maybe I should.
And then you can... Can't you, like, turn invisible if you stand still?
Yeah, if I stand still. Yeah. So, yeah, so actually, can I just do a stealth roll in general to...
Yes. Let's have Scud and Rowan do stealth rolls.
What if I had just been like, I'm just rolling a stealth check instead of trying to pretend like I had something special?
A special ranger.
I could have saved
check.
Myself then, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I rolled so bad! I rolled a one!
That's ooh. A bad dice, don't use that one.
Jennifer, no!
Oh, no!
What's not like the 8 I rolled.
Well, I got an 11 total, but I rolled a natural 1.
I guess, yeah, critical failure, man. That sucks.
Oh,
what'd you do?
No.
Alright, you all just Kramer your way into the
fuck,
room.
Fuck, I'm gonna get my brain sucked
blast,
out.
Blast in.
You got any orange juice?
I mean, not Lonnie and Doug, because according to this...
Yeah, they're
I mean,
fine.
Yeah, I don't disturb the material I move through, so I'm just like... Right through it, just
Rowan steps on one moth, and then 10,000 flying, glowing moths. It's like
you like hear the sound,
and they're like flying around you.
Yeah, and they get their like weird moth dust on me, so I'm glowing.
You're
now.
Like bioluminescent.
Shit! Listen, I hate to say it, but it's interesting. It's not good for me.
You look like Sombra.
I look cool as hell.
There are 4 mind flayers here. Let's roll initiative.
Yeah.
I'd love to, Michael, tomorrow.
They're gonna attack me.
Oh, natural 20.
What
eat my
the
butt.
But?
So 22 total.
I got a 22.
I got a 15.
19.
10.
Is Toby gonna go first or Lonnie?
Let me go first.
Okay.
How high is the ceiling of this chamber?
800 feet.
This is very important. What are the dimensions of the room we're in, Michael?
Let's say it's a 60 by 60 room and there's 20 feet up.
Okay.
I'm in the top back corner.
Is it a square-shaped room?
It's perfectly square.
Yes, it's perfectly...
It could... 60 by 60 could be a circle.
It's a cave, so it's, you know, rough,
yeah.
Rough hewn rock.
Yeah, Michael, how thick is the wall? I know you said we were in a cave, but could this be a very thin cave?
Wow, they rolled all like shit.
Good.
There are, like, thousands of feet of rock.
Okay. We're in the middle of, like, the ground.
Yes.
Okay.
And we got to keep one of them alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of them has to stay alive.
How close are they together?
They're sitting around a table, just kind of like leaning back.
If I play cards.
Drinking beers and playing,
they're at
playing
a table?
Cards. Yeah.
That's sick.
They're playing Uno.
Oh, Tim, why do you want one of them alive?
To question them.
Oh, okay.
Why do you want to question them?
To tell us exactly where to go. It's easy. Come on. Come on, tell us exactly how to find the pickle juice.
If my mom didn't tell us where to go, then these guys certainly aren't.
Okay, so I'm going to cast Silent Image, Michael.
Okay.
And it's just going to basically be 15-foot tall bars all around them.
Okay.
That kind of like have barbed wires pointing in, or like hooks ooh. Pointing in. So it's okay. Like a 15-foot circle and then 15 feet up. With kind of like little spiky bits on each bar so they can't sneak through and so that Lonnie can have them be trapped in there with her, not her trapped in there with them.
Hell yeah, y'all trapped in here with me. It ain't the other way around. Y'all about to learn today.
So Toby flies over on his frickin' flying dirt devil and cast Silent Image and I infuse it with my Shadowfell magic with adamantium or adamantine or whatever it's called. You know what it is. That's my turn!
Okay.
And then I hide behind a stalactite.
Okay. Lonnie.
Get him, Lonnie!
Lonnie, still being invisible, I would like to run in, I would like to punch all 4 of them, and then I would like to leave.
There's a cage.
I can phase through it. It's less than a foot thick, right?
You got me. Yep.
How much space? But you need to have enough space to pick up speed if there's a table in the way. Could
you
just like
run
a circle?
You do have to run. You do have to run through it.
Then
you
get
fine.
4 opportunity attacks.
If it's a cave-shaped room, then I can run around the whole outside of it. And as I run, I can literally just be like, oh god, with these long-ass toenails, Lonnie is just clawing at the rock, and it makes the rock kick back and hits each of them.
Ew. You can also kick through the bars. You can also jump in, and then I think they can't get reactions on you because they can't see you. I know we've had this conversation like 14 times on this podcast, but I believe they cannot.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have a lot of options. Your invisibility thing is so silly.
I rolled a nat 20 on the first hit.
One alive! One alive!
Okay, this one will be lethal damage because Lonnie did hear one alive, but there are four alive right now, so three can be fuel for the bloodlust. Lonnie doesn't have bloodlust. She's pure. Okay, the first one will take 20 damage.
Okay.
And then second one, does a 29 hit it?
Yes.
Okay, second one will take 18 damage. Man. Does an 18 hit the third one?
Yes.
Okay. 8 damage. And then the last one, a 30 will hit, I'm assuming.
Yes, ma'am.
16 damage for that one. Yeah, and Lonnie just, like, takes and runs around the room and manages to kick up the rocks in just the place that it, like, bing, 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 off of it, and it looks like a little ding, 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 and just hits them. 16 times all, or whatever, each of the damage that it takes. That's how many times they get hit by little pebbles. And they go, ouchies!
They're just like, that's what they do. That's the sound they make. They're shocked. It's, they rolled so bad, it's like that you guys got a surprise round.
Damn.
Rowan.
Okay, so Lonnie ran in the little cage and then ran out. So it's just the mind flayers in there right now, right?
Yep.
Okay. And would you say that at least some of them are like within 5 feet of each other?
Oh, yeah, they're all within 5 feet of each other.
Wonderful.
Non-lethal.
I'll see what I can do. Okay. All right, no, I'll do it at a lower level. I'll do it at a lower level. I just wanted to do a lot of them at once because that's fun. So I'm gonna cast Hail of Thorns, which is a bonus. So it just gives me additional stuff when I hit. Okay, so let me roll. So basically it I think I explain this like every single time, but it blesses my arrow and then stuff comes out of it. So that's how it hits multiple people. So let's do attack one. What the fuck? I rolled a 1 again!
Stop doing that.
That's bad, though.
But that's just my first attack.
Okay.
Alright. 20.
That hits.
Yay! Okay. So I get to add 2d10 to my stuff. And they have to make a dex saving throw for that part of it.
Okay. I'm guessing a 7 fails.
Yeah, it does. Have any of these... They've all been hit, right?
They've all been hit, yep.
Dope. 37 damage.
Dang.
So I guess it's actually... So let me just double check the reading of this. Because it says... Next time you hit a creature with a ranged weapon attack, the spell creates a rain of thorns. In addition to the normal effect of the attack, the target of the attack and each creature within 5 feet of it must make a dex saving throw a creature takes. Okay, so actually the main one that I hit takes 37.
Okay.
And the other ones take 10.
They have to make dex saving throws, right?
Yes.
Does a 19 succeed?
Fuck! It does succeed.
Okay. One of them succeeds.
Okay.
What? How much damage do the other two take?
10.
10?
Yeah. I went light.
Nice job.
Maybe too light.
Nice job.
I could have gone harder.
Okay. Scud.
Which one's closest? I want a feeble mind. Is the brain close? Can I feeble mind the brain?
You don't know where the brain is yet.
The brain's like back farther, right?
We don't know where the brain is.
We gotta use these guys to get to the brain.
Don't feeble mind. We need to ask them questions.
Whoops.
What?
Okay. Well, we're going to have to do something a little different. You said they're inside a cage?
Yeah.
They are inside of a cage.
A cage of pain.
Tony. Tony.
Hey, I'm Tony from the Drinks and Dragons podcast.
Wait, there's a Tony inside the cage too? A good Tony or a bad Tony?
What's a good Tony?
Can I put lesser demons inside the cage?
No, they'll get out.
Please.
Demons can...
Non-lethal!
They won't get out.
Non-lethal!
Their challenge rating a half. I think they're non-lethal.
Yeah, like, but aren't there like 27 of them?
Yeah, it's fine.
And they're just going,
they got a hit first. Okay.
Don't do that.
they shot down two of my ideas. I guess Scud's just an asshole tonight. Okay, can I put a battle bot inside the cage?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I like that Tim said yes. Like he's allowed to decide.
Okay. I spawn a little battle bot. This one's got wheels. It's got a little ramp on the front, and the top is like a little spinning helicopter, but it's a blade.
Does the blade have just toes on it?
Yeah, it's got blunt toes.
This is fun. This is fucked up Beyblade, man.
I hate this.
A toe Beyblade.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do that. That's a bonus action. Y'all thought I was done. You wished I was done. You hoped.
No way, bro.
I cast Maze on Toby.
Can I just say that in real games now, like my go-to thing is like, just cast Maze. Someone cast Maze. We don't have to deal with this.
One-stop shop solution.
Yeah.
I'll send a chromatic orb at one of the mind flayers, I guess.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter what damage type, does it?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You get to do a swipe with your spiritual weapon, right?
I do. Yeah. Oh, God. It's 8d8, and I rolled, let's see, 2, 5, 1, 2, 2, 1.
Do they make a saving throw? Or
no.
Or you have to roll to hit them?
I do have to roll to hit them, and I forgot.
I love how often we do forget to roll the hit. Like, yeah. But I want to.
Just let me.
20 total to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
Which one? There's one. Yeah, there's one that's barely injured. There's one that's very injured.
It's the one that's very injured, for sure.
Okay.
It's got to go.
20 damage.
What does it look like when this squid... I guess so there's some people out there who don't know what a mind flayer looks like. I'm saying...
Yeah, give us a mind description.
Cthulhu boys.
You got a man, a person, they've got a head. It's a big bumpy head, and it's got squid tentacles coming out its face.
It's like a Zoidberg with hands.
Mm. It's like a Zoidberg. It's like a scary Zoidberg.
Yeah, not a sexy Zoidberg, which is Zoidberg.
Like the normal Zoidberg.
They're, you know, they got real big heads, and they're wearing scary black robes with sick skulls on them.
Yeah, they all dress like a Dracula.
They look cool.
They're mean.
So what does it look like when you kill one of these?
It's like I can do ice, right? Is that one of them? I can't figure out where to see the actual, like,
cold
damage types. Ice, yeah, sure. Like cold, ice, freeze them. I freeze them real good, and they can't move.
Okay.
And then just, you know, just through the natural course of events, eventually they get knocked over and die.
Shattered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've seen this before.
Morty.
So then the battle bot is going to wheel itself over to the one that's barely injured and take a little swing. Oh, holy shit. 22 to hit. I think like the motor on this thing is so quiet, Mind Flayer might not even know that it was there until it just feels a little nick on the heel.
It's an aftermarket.
Yeah. That's also 20 damage. No, 22 damage. 22 damage.
That's even more.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
All right. Well, now Doug is up. Is Doug spelled D-U-G?
That's how I had it in my head. Yeah.
I like it.
That's the right answer.
Doug is going to conjure an earth elemental right in the middle of all the surviving mind flayers.
Nice.
And attack one of them.
Sick.
Slam. Two times.
Yeah.
The first one is 17 plus 11.
28. Yes, that hits.
No, the first one is a mind flayer. It's not numbers. What are you talking about?
The second, 8 plus 11, 19.
That hits.
Cool, cool.
And it deals 27 damage between the two attacks total.
Shit.
Nice.
Of bludgeoning.
I'm sorry, Master. Did you punch someone? You punch someone and you go fast? I think Lonnie looks back at Bercy and gives him a wink. I think I would like to have a conversation with you later.
Okay, you're all done? You're good?
Yeah.
Now it's time for mind flayers.
Oh, no.
Crap.
I am still within the rock.
Okay. The first one does a mind blast, and it's gonna catch Nika. Odds or evens?
Odds.
Okay. It's gonna catch Scud and Lonnie in the cone of this mind blast.
Oh, frick.
I was going to get a give and bomb his face. He was so betrayed.
I was so excited until you said Lonnie.
Lonnie and Scud need to make an intelligence saving throw.
Oh no!
This is very rude. I'm feeling very attacked.
I don't understand what's rude about it. I mean, it's
is Scud smart?
Yeah, he's a wizard. Yeah. Actually, Rowan is mad dumb.
I'm really super fucking smart.
Okay, I'm gonna use a key point because I just rolled a one.
Oh no!
Yikes!
Lonnie has a negative to it. She's so dumb.
That's dumber than Rowan.
Okay. Ah! Okay, this one was a nat 20. I even have it here. Right there. Wow. I didn't touch it.
I could not read anything.
Yeah, no, that's all I need.
I'm
all
so
right.
Sorry. I'm trying. I'm bad at this.
No, it's fine.
It's a nat 20 plus 5, so a 25.
What does Scud get?
Scud's got a 19.
You both? Succeed.
Wow.
But like Scud succeeds in a way that he says something and then Lonnie kind of like politely corrects him because she rolled better.
She had to try harder to roll better.
Yeah.
So she's like failing. She goes, no, no, smart.
She watches what Scud does and then she's like, oh, hell, Scud can do it. You can do it. You got to do this. Just do
math,
it.
Math.
Yeah, math. All the numbers went across her head and like Lonnie eyes activated.
Yeah.
Man.
And then she just...
You guys don't even take half damage. That sucks.
Nope.
All right, well, next Mind Flayer is up, and he's going to do the same thing at the same people.
Wow.
Damn. This is so rude.
Scud and Lonnie roll another int saving throw.
I'm still smart, Michael. Oh, no, I'm not.
I got a 15.
I got a hot 7.
Ooh. Hot 7.
You both take 22 psychic damage and are stunned for 1 minute.
Oh, no.
One minute?
Oh, that's not good!
A minute?
I should have tried to kill them! But, okay, kill them!
I think I'm immune, Michael.
Okay. Huge brain.
I mean, I'm not, but...
You're not, though. I think Nika's stunned.
She's really trying to find a way out of it.
I am in real life!
Doug's gonna poke his head out of the rock and, like, waggle his pinky finger, and there's a rig. I was like, you should have gotten the ring of psychic resistance.
Oh.
And then the other one will shoot a mind blast at, let's see, where's Toby's hiding? So I guess Rowan. So Rowan, make an intelligence saving throw.
How far can they shoot these blasts?
60 feet, baby.
Michael!
Cone.
Like, listen, guys, if things get bad, I've got a card in my pocket. It's got pyre inside it.
I'm scared.
You can release it during bone battle.
I could release him.
That's true, you could release him. I think he'd be mad at you, though.
No, he wouldn't, because he's stupid.
Where are that, folks?
Well, speaking of stupid, I got a 7.
Jesus.
I'm stupid!
Alright, you take 22 psychic damage and you're stunned for 1 minute.
No! Toby!
1 minute.
So long!
You do get to make another save at the end of your next turn.
Oh, okay. I was like, we could have used those fucking lesser demons right about
Demon.
Now.
Yeah, we need them around to wreak havoc.
So everyone's stunned?
Yeah, then they would have been casting this on them, not us.
Can Lonnie say through a clenched jaw, Toby, we should kill them all.
Oh, I see this.
Toby, you are up. Most of your friends, except for your new buddy Doug, are stunned. And there are 3 living mind flayers.
Yeah.
I cast Wish, and I give my 3 friends all their hit points back and end all conditions against them.
Thank you.
Damn.
Wow.
Being stunned!
Unless you see my tweets.
That spell is the fuck you DM spell.
I feel like that's also like the most appropriate and fair way to do it. You didn't try to break the grant
exactly.
game. You didn't try to like pull any cheesy shit. You were like, hey, we need this.
Yeah.
Is this
yeah.
the first time that I've finally gotten Toby to cast Wish?
No, I've
yes!
cast Wish
I don't
many
remember
times.
You casting it.
You guys are my friends. I cast Wish all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
He just doesn't say what it is, because otherwise it wouldn't come true.
Well, there is a, every day that you don't hear me cast it, I cast it to summon 25,000 gold.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I go to bed, you just hear, come on, baby.
I don't blame you. Someone has to fund us.
Wow.
Because we are not making any money.
Lonnie, you're up.
Fuck. Okay.
And you're back, baby.
Michael, can I get a quick pulse check on everyone that is inside the cage? Do they look like they're good? Do they look like they're hurting?
There's one that is particularly hurt, and the other two are not super hurt.
Okay. Lonnie would like to go in and back out however far away she can get because she is too dumb to have to try to do this shit again. I would like to go in and I would like to punch the one that looks very not good.
Okay.
And punch him very, very hard.
Okay. Do it.
But I would like to do it lethally.
I want to lethally punch him.
I love that idea of like, I could knock him out. Fuck that.
No, he's fucking down when I'm no, crush his skull.
I would like to kill him. Does a 27 hit him?
Yes.
Okay. 18 damage for the first hit.
All right.
Is he still alive?
That kills him.
Okay. Shit, if that's the case, then Lonnie the whole time, she literally just casually strolls up to them. She not even like phases through, but she just sticks her hand through, pulls it back, and just slaps him in the head. Yeah. She baby birds him so hard that it just like crushes his little brain. But the whole time she does it, she's making eye contact with the other two.
Wow.
She's
got a huge brain.
Yeah, big brain.
And then she walks back, not breaking eye contact. Lonnie backs up the whole way, staring at them. It's a little weird, but...
Especially because your movement speed is so long, so you're like, all the way, you see these glowing eyes.
And that's my turn.
Okay. That was unnerving.
An arm emerges from the ceiling above Lonnie to give her a fist bump. Like,
yeah!
She does it. Burger and fries.
Rowan, you're up, and you've been unstunned.
Non-lethal.
I don't think you can non-lethal arrow damage.
Just kill one. You just don't kill both. Just kill one, though, is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, that actually changes what I was going to do then.
You're going to kill both?
What's going to kill them both? Because I freaking wanted to. Okay, well, I'm really going to kill one of them then.
How long has Lonnie been in a gimp suit?
You know, I think at this point, Lonnie might be the gimp suit.
Ever since Maswick.
Right, like
yeah,
yeah.
It's been a minute. It's really because I wanted a reason to buy a gimp suit, but then COVID happened and GeeklyCon didn't happen. So I'm really hoping to ride this out until next year.
God, live show.
My new character wearing a fucking gimp suit.
Wow. It's GeeklyCon.com if you want to buy tickets. It's GeeklyCon 21.
She'll spit in your mouth.
I would like to cast Lightning Arrow.
Sick.
Rangers are hard. I don't know if I recommend playing them. There's too many moving pieces. Because this is a bonus action, so I still get like my regular attack, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
I'm able to attack twice. So I'm assuming this spell takes one of those. Like, it does things, and then I get to do my other one.
What are you talking about?
So this is taking the place the attack. Like, I get 5d8 damage on this if I hit. And it's taking the place of the damage I would have done on one of my attacks. Make the attack rolls normal to target, takes 48 lightning damage.
On yeah. Yeah, no. I mean.
I'm just interpreting it that way.
Yeah, because sometimes it's like you add extra.
Exactly.
On top of
sometimes
yourself,
it's. This one takes the place of one of the attacks, is all I'm saying.
Very confusing.
It is really confusing. So let's see if I freaking hit. Are they like. Do they both look equally bad?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just pick a random one. We'll see what happens. So that is a 19.
That hits.
So I guess for this first one, let's go with the lightning arrow thing. So I'm going to do 5d8. It's a dex saving throw.
Okay.
So it's what it's going to do. So it's going to attack the one and it will hit the one beside it, potentially, but for less.
Got 5 for my dex saving throw.
Ooh, baby. Okay.
I hope you kill both. Very bad.
Very funny. 10, 20. So 21 for the first one.
Okay.
And then the one beside it will take, I'll roll again. The one beside it will take 17.
Okay.
And now I'm gonna do a regular ass bow and arrow attack against the first one.
Okay.
For non-lethal, what if she shot it in the foot and like pinned its foot to the floor?
It's not in the rules.
If only there were some sort of magical gun that shot BBs non-lethally.
Does a 28 hit?
Yes.
Does that mean our finishing shot for every bad guy non-lethally has to be to the dick?
And it's like one damage over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going for. It's never going to happen.
20. An additional 20 damage.
What does it look like when you murder this mind flayer?
Yay! Well, the first time they both got sizzled pretty bad because it was my arrow turned into a lightning bolt.
Yikes.
So yeah, I imagine that on the first dude, it went like right in his face and all his little mind flayer googly tentacles were like lightning. And then I just hit him with a regular ass arrow right in his heart and he fell right down.
He has a heart. Damn. That's cute.
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Damn.
And the other one, he got a little scorched also from my lightning arrow.
Oh, cute.
Scudward.
Scud is his little battle bot is going to go. Which is the most? Who's the most damaged? Who's the most?
There's
damaged?
One left, and he's pretty damaged.
Don't kill it.
Everyone else is dead.
Non-lethal
battle bot.
Non-lethal.
Yes, my battle bot slashing his Achilles is non-lethal.
That's fair.
It goes up.
Horrifying.
Everybody having a good time tonight?
I had a great time. Thank you.
Love it.
Phenomenal.
I love Doug.
Oh.
The dark elf and.
I do have to say, though, Jennifer, tell me if you concur. I really just want to scream like Jenny. Whenever I hear Doug, yes. It just makes me want to talk about.
It does bring out the inner Ginny and Tallulah.
That is
I don't even know if that's been talked about on the show.
Did you guys not play them at one?
We did play them on a side thing. That is true.
But that was just like a kiss of it.
That was me and Nikki just being enough. Wasted off our asses at a PAX doing accents for a long time.
I rolled a tight 23 to hit.
That hits.
Bro.
I also rolled a 23 for damage. To the Achilles only.
His Achilles is obliterated, though. It is exploded.
His marathon running days are over.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is in all kinds of pain, but he's still alive.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Are you done? Is that it?
Oh, I mean, wait, like, still, okay, Michael, we said non-lethal, so when you say still alive, like, did we beat him? Or is he
no,
just...
he still has a few hit points.
Okay, then I am going to try and attack his other Achilles.
They've got to go, both of them.
I really thought that this was going to do it, but all right.
You can throw a rock at him.
I guess I could just do like a cantrip or something, right? Like I'm sitting here trying to...
Not non-lethally.
I'm trying to burn a ninth level spell slot to non-lethal this guy.
You can't. Spells are all lethal.
Wait, even cantrips?
Yeah.
Can I get into the cage?
Yeah, well,
you can run over and punch him.
Punch him! Scud's gonna do a melee basic.
Yeah!
Do you know how to get a dagger or anything like that?
I have a long sword of wounding, which is exactly what I'm trying to do here.
But what if, I mean, Lonnie and Scud have trained together.
So true.
Oh, that's
so
true.
You can non-lethally longsword him. You can hit him with the flat of the blade or whatever.
No, I want to hit him with the blade of the blade, but I want to do it on his Achilles.
Okay. You got it, bud.
Specifically.
It's going to be a 21.
That is?
Okay.
Oh, man.
What's a long sword of wounding?
Woof.
I forget. Let's see. What's it? Once per turn, you hit a creature with an attack using this magic weapon. You can wound the target. At the start of each of the wounded creature's turns, it takes 1d4 necrotic damage.
Oh my god, it's gonna fucking die.
Uh-oh.
Ask your question quick. It's gonna
die.
It says I can wound the target.
Yeah, I don't think you have to.
Yeah.
That'd be real funny though.
Yeah, so I cut deep and good.
How much damage though?
Oh my god, Michael, so much.
Is it enough?
You tell me.
I don't know how much damage you're doing.
It was 9.
This mind flayer no longer has any Achilles.
Hardly any Achilles tendons at all.
Oh no.
Yikes.
And it goes down in a big pile and I think we'll have to find out what happens next week.
Man.
Which means, Pat, can you come back?
I can.
Hell yeah. I was hoping for that anyway, because I love Doug.
Yeah, kick us all off and just have Doug.
Yeah, I'm a big Doug fan. I'm a
big Doug fan over here.
We'll actually let you like talk next time instead of just yelling. No,
we were very bad.
Don't promise that.
I had a lot of fun.
All right, so that is our episode.
Ooh, man.
Do I go first? I always forget.
I know I have to do reviews.
Pat, tell us about your Kickstarter one more time. Where can people go?
The Red Opera Kickstarter. Since we've been here, it's got another like $1,100. So yay!
Nice.
Thank you. I'm going to attribute all of that to Geekly. Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you so much. It's an epic 5e campaign with music, and it's all about warlocks and crazy art, and the reward tiers are bonkers and through the roof. And yeah, just scope it out.
Nice. And check out Happy Hell Hour every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/geeklyinc.
Listen to the fucking Let's Rewatch episodes that Jennifer and I are on.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Listen to the one that I'm on.
I know. I need to get Nika and Bachman on. I co-host a show called Let's Rewatch where we watch movies we loved in our youth and see if they're still any good. It's a lot of fun.
Tim and I were on for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves with Kevin Costner, and it was a great time.
I feel like we tortured the cast by doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like we could definitely find a movie that could do this.
It's very fun because the first half of the show, we have not watched it yet, and we're talking about like if we think it's going to hold up, and then we pause recording, and then we watch it, and then we come back right after.
It's very, it's very, very and fun. We had a very good time doing it.
It's very fun.
Better
when we come back.
Holds up, right? Come on. Good movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. We had a great time with Better Off. It's Robin Hood was fine, just very, very long.
It's so bad. Long. It's pretty bad, but Alan Rickman's in it and he's great in it.
Yeah, Alan Rickman's good in it. Cool. Well, let me read some reviews and then we can do another round of quick plugs. Beepo Doop Art Teacher 009 says, hilarious. One of the best D&D podcasts out there. Players have excellent chemistry and the DM has become their greatest storyteller over the years. I recommend listening to the abridged version to get the older episodes if you plan to listen to from episode 1. That will catch you up more quickly with the better edited versions of each episode without missing any great content. Sylvinder says, been my companion for years. This podcast helped me through the worst points of my adult life and made the high points even better. I've been listening since episode 6.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sorry for the wait in my review. My life was in turmoil. I got engaged and was broken up with.
Oh,
was
no!
In and out of the hospital, all while trying to go to school and make something of myself. Well, after finally leaving the Midwest, I finally found where I belong. You wonderful people helped me so much, I can never thank you enough.
Aww.
Aww. And Garamiel says, I save the episodes for my runs. I've been listening to this podcast for years, a bit late in leaving a review, and it's the only podcast that stayed on my list of podcasts consistently. I love it! I realized recently that my run workouts are always better and my race times are better when I listen to this podcast.
Hell yeah! Hey, that's awesome!
Hey, real quick, everybody, especially on Garam, go faster, but pace yourself.
Yeah. You gotta, you know.
Hey, breathe.
Take care of yourself.
Is it the last? Is it the other joy I get experiencing the group of friends? I'm not sure, but they make my running better, and I'll always be thankful for that. Thank you for the years of fun and adventure. Deviant's Delights. Oops. Not gonna lie, y'all should watch this with your ears. As a supple young man of the sweet, tender age of 25, I have truly enjoyed this podcast. I'm almost up to date, although I did cheat and join from episode 127 when the wonderful cast moved on to 5e. Once I got caught up, I planned to backtrack. As a novice DM, these guys have helped me throughout their episodes and bring me some humor. Tim, don't cut me off. I love you. I'll send you feet pics. Kevin 305 says, Tim unboxed miniatures, look up stats. Okay, I don't know who you are. Here's some sort of spooky dude with yellow hair in here. It's cool. Okay, that's
all right.
Token White Nerd says, I love the D&D and the shenanigans. You need this podcast. I picked up this podcast on the recommendation of a friend when I took a job that involved a lot of driving. I'm sure I look like an idiot as I'm constantly dying and laughing behind the wheel. Bring back Bananas Foster. All right, we're going to end it there.
He's dead.
He's dead as I got two fucking
hits. Here he comes.
It's me. Oh, he's back. No.
Go back to hell.
Put him back in there.
Put him back in the thing.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I'm at the Pat Edwards.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure on this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished nestling into that worm slit, head on over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Worm slit.
Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey.
This episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Cryptic Sorrow, Crusade Heavy Industry, Apprehension, Beauty Flow, Blue Sizzle, Darkening Developments, Darkling, Machinations, and Ominous Intro are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
What did you do with the 40 worms?